So today on Radio Gorgeous, gorgeous escapes with our fabulous travel correspondent, Sarah Tucker, who's just come back from the States, Charleston in the southern states of America.
In South Carolina.
Yeah, that's on the coast, isn't it?
It is. And actually, most people possibly might know it for... Oh, a little bit of its dark history, because it's where I think just under half of all the slaves that came over from West Africa, from Senegal, came and they landed. That's where they landed, in Charleston.
Wow, I never knew that. That is incredible. Mm. Also, yeah, no, it has got an amazing history, but also it's one of the oldest cities in America, and obviously it was British at first, wasn't it?
It was, but it is a city of firsts. Like, it's that has the first museum in North America. It had the first library in North America, the first theatre in North America.
The oldest church.
Yeah. In fact, it's called the City of Souls, the Holy City.
Yes, because there's more churches.
Yes, and it's very tolerant.
Yes.
So I think that is really the incredible thing about it. Mm. The light is exquisite. Like, I took a lot of photos while I was there, and I don't think, even I'm not a brilliant photographer, but you can't take a bad photo there because the light is so bright, so beautiful.
Just to let you know, because I've been, it's Georgian, isn't it, really? I mean, that's what it is. It's 18th century.
I stayed at three different places when I was there, and I landed, and I stayed at a place called Wild Dunes, which is from the airport, about half an hour, just over half an hour's drive. And it's like this enclosed area where you can stay in apartments, but there's also people live there. You know, it's just by the water. And people have their houses there, and they're like Taras. You know, they're sort of like, they have not just one sweeping staircase after the main door. They have two sweeping staircases up to the main door.
So they're rather grand houses.
Extremely grand, but fascinating. And that's
are they old again?
They're old, and also some of them are made to look old as well.
Okay.
So they've kept in style. But it's wonderful, because I stayed there for a couple of days, and I just...
Gone with the Wind House.
Yeah. You know, it's sort of like... And I just cycled round on a bike, and it's got an excellent golf. So if you're a golfer, it's allegedly one of the best golf courses, certainly in North America. And I just cycled round, and you can cycle round for a whole day, and it's fascinating because the wildlife is amazing there. You know, obviously it's got this
what
incredible
wildlife birth. Did you see?
Well, this is the interesting thing, because especially in Charleston, around Charleston, not only did the people, the English who landed there, they brought with them a lot of knowledge about the architectural, what they wanted to make their homes as English as possible with the furnishing and the furniture. But they also wanted to bring over the plants. So not only from English gardens, but from the French gardens of Versailles in particular, they brought over a lot of the plants. So a lot of the landscape looks very English. But in these English landscape gardens with these lakes, and you don't find little birds perched by the lakes, you find alligators. So and in fact, I'm going to put some photos on the website so people can see for themselves, that you think, you know, it's sort of like in this Garden of Eden, you've got alligators, and in many ways it's a bit like Charleston. It's absolutely exquisite,
it's
but you've got this history which is slavery
dark.
Which is very very dark,
and
dreadful, and you can go on tours both with horse and carriages. You can cycle around. I would recommend, when people go there, they walk, because it's very flat. It's not very high up above sea level. You know, they do, if they have floods, they do have floods. And I interviewed, you know, a fireman who was terribly good looking. His name is Austin.
I wonder why you did that interview.
I did. No, it was very, very good looking. But anyway, I couldn't find a female fireman, firewoman. So,
shame.
Hey, it is a shame. And I did ask to go down his pole, but he wouldn't let me. So anyway, it's one of those destinations where I think people will be utterly fascinated by the history. You can walk around. I recommend getting up early and just walking around the city before the shops open, because then you'll appreciate the architecture more. Also, just walking down streets, you'll find these little alleyways.
Yes, I remember those.
And yeah. with wrought iron, beautiful wrought iron gates, and you walk down them and you smell the jasmine and the mimosa and the honeysuckle, and it leads into these, well, the graveyards frequently, or just down these little cobbled streets, and it's like these secret gardens, and they really are, there's quite a few houses which open up their homes and their gardens to us as well, and also you have tours where they talk about the language that the original inhabitants used to use, the Gula. It's called Gullah, and that's rather magical and whimsical too. So it is a place where I found myself being utterly enthralled by everything about visiting the plantations. We went to Middleton Place, where again they grew cotton and indigo and rice. I went to Fort Sumner, where one of the biggest battles happened, and there's sort of like and you can read all about it. There's so many books now, and the tours I would highly recommend. But
how did you find the people?
The people are, it sounds so trite. In fact, and I've said that in the piece that I've put on your website, usually when I go to destinations, I see the people are very friendly, but I would be much more cautious about using those words now, because here they generally were extremely friendly. They could not have done more. They're so friendly in the shops. They're so friendly when you go in the shops, but not overly so. If you ask for directions, they're very, very helpful.
But didn't you love that they love manners? Because that's, again, the British thing. They really want, they're really proud that they have manners. So they're kind of old-fashioned people, I found them. I found them really intriguing.
Yeah, I think
they're the opposite of what you think of an American.
Yeah, and also I think perhaps it's the suspicious London thing. When you meet people who are very polite, who can't do enough for you, I tend to think, what do you want? And it's lovely to find people who are genuinely authentic. Also, one thing I will say about Charleston, it's extremely green. There are beautiful, not only the beautiful parks who can walk around, but there are trees everywhere. Trees lay down all the roads, down the lanes. It's also a place, it's one of the few places where I've seen more four-wheel drives than there are in Richmond, and they definitely have more trucks and four-wheel drives there than they do in Richmond. But saying that, really, it's an exquisite place. Only thing I will say is that if you go there, they love their grits. Did you have grits while you were there? Now, I
think... Can you explain to people what grits are?
Well, they're sort of like, I think it's a time of, I would say it's like a savoury porridge. I think that's the best way to, and they put, you know, some shrimps with it or butter with it.
It was a plate of slop.
It is.
To me. I couldn't eat it.
It's an acquired, I'm going to be very diplomatic and say it's an acquired taste.
Yeah.
And they do it with every grits with eggs, grits with fish. I would say try them, but it's like a savoury porridge. They do this crab soup, which is lovely, and their the thing that they're famous for as far as their food is concerned is barbecues. They do great barbecues.
We bought the best. We in the market where you've got an interview of people in there. We bought the best barbecue sauce we've ever had in our lives. My son, who's sort of really into meat, just could not get enough. But we looked it up online, and you can get it on eBay, sent from Charleston, handmade by the lovely woman we met there. Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah, I think that when you go there, there is so much food that is extremely tasty, like really tasty. But out of all the things that I, all the places I went to, and I went to some fine dining places, I went to this distillery called the Higher Wire. Distillery, the High Wire Distillery, and it has bourbon and gin and whiskey. But we had a barbecue there, and we had barbecue chicken and greens and sweet corn, but they flavored everything and couldn't have enough of it. It was the best barbecue food I have ever had. So if you love your barbecue but you really want it done the right way, go to Charleston.
So we have a lot of people listening globally, but will you just tell us, flying from UK, how long does it take?
Well, one of the reasons I went there is now you can go direct from London Heathrow to Charleston. It takes 8 to 9 hours. And before, you had to fly into Philadelphia and then down to Charleston. So it would have taken you all day. Yeah, there's now a direct flight from British Airways Heathrow. I think it's excellent. It's only just started about a month ago. Mm. So go early. I think.
What about places to stay? What about in the old town?
I stayed, as I said, I stayed at this place called Wild Dunes. Mm. If you want to know more about it, again, it's on the website and the website address. I'd highly recommend that if you've got a family. Huge, lovely apartments, good value for money, a swimming pool, fitness centre, and as I said, there's lots to do. In the heart of Charleston, there's two places I recommend. There's one in the French Quarter. It is superb. It is potentially, I think, possibly all my 23 years as a travel journalist, one of the best hotels I've ever been in, simply because from a location point of view, you walk out the door and you're right in the heart of the place. It's an excellent base from which to walk. This place is called the Spectator. The Spectator Hotel is a boutique hotel. You walk in, it's all very, very dark and quite edgy. There's things like, if I can give an example, there's a huge white peacock in the corner of the library. So it's not a real one, sort of like it, but it's done very, very well. Sort of think Soho House, but done well. Done really, yeah, really well. Yeah.
More eccentric.
More eccentric.
They've gone a bit bland now. Very bland, I think.
More authentic.
Yeah. And authentic.
Authentic.
As well.
Yeah. You go up the lift, and the lift is gold.
Oh yeah, it's old fashioned.
But it's done in the right way. You go into the level where the bedrooms are, and everything is really light. So you've gone from this really dark, very smoky, quite, although people don't smoke, very funky and sexy entrance to light and everything with the bedrooms. And you go into the bedrooms will have superb views. And also, I know it sounds really silly, but your bathroom, you can sit in your bath. There's a separate, the bathroom is separate to the bedroom, but you open like these sliding doors. So you can sit in your bath and watch the TV. And also, you have a butler. Now, I do not want a boyfriend. I want a butler because I had two butlers. I had Alex and David. And Alex, one of the things, they compress your clothes. There's certain things listed that they can do all for free, all part and parcel of the package of staying there. Ooh. But they provide things like, they've thought things out. They provide Epsom salts for the bath. Mm. I was there for 2 days. Only one night I had 4 baths, Joe. Okay? So they think these through. The minibar is free. So the stuff in the minibar, they've obviously, I'm saying it's free, but obviously you pay the price.
Yeah.
But I think things like that, it creates so much goodwill.
Yeah.
The mere fact that I'm saying that they've really thought it through, they have got their act together. I think a lot of other hotels should learn from the Spectator. Mm. I really do. I think, you know, it's not too, it's what I call baby porridge. It's not too hot, too cold. It's just right. Mm. The other place I went to was just open, called the Hotel Bennett. Hotel Bennett is on Marion Square, very, very hot in the centre of Charleston. Very Palladian, very grand, huge entrance area, huge staircases. Met the owner. He sort of owns the building. He's been 20 years in the offing. This incredible hotel. Again, beautiful bedrooms. Very, very friendly staff. You've got a lot of options where you can wine and dine yourself. You know, there's an oyster bar. So it's a completely different kettle of fish to the Spectator. But it is...
sounds very elegant.
I think it's extremely elegant. Mm. And also, make use. One thing the Spectator and the Bennett had in common, the people in reception and the doorman, especially at the receptionist at the Spectator and the doorman at Hotel Bennett, they know everything. They know everything, and ask them, because they know where to go, you know, whether it's you need a new hairdryer, or whether you need, or whether you want to buy the best grits, whatever, or, in town.
Which
or,
is the best restaurant, which is the best cafe.
And it won't just be, you know, tourist tat. It will be to like an inside job. Also, get a VIP pass, because VIP pass for a lump sum, you can get on specific tours, go to the museums. One gallery I would wholeheartedly recommend you go to is a gallery called the Gibbs Gallery, G-I-B-B-E-S. And it's got some phenomenal, not only phenomenal artwork, and I galleries, I go a bit, meh, you know, but this one, very interesting, and will teach you a lot about, again, the local culture, but beautiful sculptures as well, marble sculptures. And I'm not really, I must admit, a marble sculpture person, but I think it will remind you, anyone who's been to Chatsworth, if you go to Chatsworth, been to Chatsworth and seen some of the sculptures there, that was in, I think it was in Pride and Prejudice, the Keira Knightley film. It's the same sort of thing here. Very, very special. Very interesting, beautiful place with a dark history.
Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous. It's been really amazing to hear about Charleston. And everyone's got to go there.
Definitely.
For more amazing women, always go to Radio Gorgeous.